Dr. Justin Coulson joins us on the line. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Emma.
So, Justin, parents' estimations of their children's happiness differ significantly from the child's own assessment, we are being told. Please explain.
Yeah, okay, so some brand new research just come out, and basically what it's saying is that for the most part, parents are, what's the scientific term for it, clueless when it comes to how their children are feeling. And in a nutshell, what the researchers found was that when they asked children how they were feeling, how happy they were, and then they asked parents how happy they expected that their children were, the parents just had no idea. In fact, the parents' ratings of their children's happiness seemed to be terribly inconsistent with the children, but highly consistent with their own feelings of happiness. And what that really means is, if I am feeling good, and I see my child's not feeling so good, while it might kind of register with me that my child might not be feeling so good, what I'll do is I'll sort of say, well, you know, come on, it's not that bad. And then when somebody asks me how my child's feeling, I'll say, yeah, she's fine. She's okay. We're just not really tapping into and understanding how our children are feeling. And this research has been replicated a couple of times in different situations, whether the children are, you know, tapping into anxiety or sadness or happiness. We call it an egocentric bias, and we just are not seeing the world through our children's eyes. We're so busy seeing the world through our own eyes.
So how can we find out how our kids are really feeling? Like, is there a particular way we can ask them that kind of speaks their language more so, which will get a clearer answer?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's less about speaking their language and more about just stopping and thinking about things for a minute. You know, when somebody's really distressed and you stop what you're doing and you totally focus on that person and try to understand and try to be there for them? Well, it's the same kind of thing with our children. If our children are feeling any kinds of emotion, and most of the time they'll be feeling some because humans feel, that's what we do, then we need to just pause. We need to slow down. And particularly if they are a little distressed or a little sad, if we just stop and sit with them and put our arm around them and just listen, it's incredible what it will do. Number one, for our children to feel that they are of worth and to feel that they are loved and to know that we value them. And secondly, what it will also do is it will do wonders for our relationship. Our children will see that we care and that we're trustworthy and that they can relax a little and be themselves around us and not get in trouble for feeling a certain emotion. I mean, when I run my workshops in schools and organizations, I'll say to parents, so what emotions are okay and what emotions are not okay? And because, you know, we're all so enlightened, all the parents will sort of think about it for a minute, and then they'll, you know, someone will put up their hand and say, well, all emotions are okay. And that's right, all emotions are okay. Not all behaviors are okay, but all emotions are okay.
Yeah.
But then I ask the question, how many of you, when your children are angry or upset or frustrated or sad, how many of you think that those emotions are okay right then? And not too many parents put their hands up because they know that we kind of get annoyed at our children's emotions. So what this research really does is reminds us that we need to pause, we need to slow down, we need to invite our children into our world and ask them to invite us into theirs and really see the world through their eyes. They do better, and our families are happier when we do it.